The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. Way I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke.
Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Baton, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only pass through for a season. Godless, I go weed them. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke.
Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Bro, bro.
I'm a son
of
that boy, what happened? Straight to the Baton, right from Baton. What do you do to me, man? Again?
I represent Bahamian people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro.
Good night, Bahamas. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, a.k.a. Scroogey, MP, Governor, whatever you want to call me. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. And you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. It's a pleasure to be your host. I'm the host of the talk show, Inside the Inner City, that premieres every Friday, except holidays, from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Every Friday, that we are available. And to each and every one of you, I appreciate you taking the time out on this busy, long Friday weekend to listen to Inside the Inner City. And this show is all about you guys because, you know, I talk about things that have been affecting us for a very, very long time. I talk about some of the things that are in the dark that are coming to light. But one thing I try not to do is divide the nation. Everything I do is to bring light to some problems that we've been facing some 40, 50 years and see how we could wreck it so that we got one Bahama land. In this country, the Bahamas, we are one small nation, 700 islands, 700 keys, population of 250,000. And I think we have 2-3 million people out there who are Bahamian citizens who migrated a long time ago. And we have family all about in the world who are Bahamian citizens, you know, who are Bahamian roots, you know, and come from Bahamian soil, but they have been living abroad in very different countries, many different countries around the world. So they bring up the population as Bahamians, you know. But like I said, we have 400,000 people living in this country, and we have more problems than the United States of America. And why is that? We are one of the richest Caribbean countries and one of the richest countries in the world. Why are we in the position we're in today? You know, I do a little piggyback on last week. We talked a little bit about corruption, you know, on the police force and government, anyone on the streets, you know, we are corrupted by it. But today, you know, I want to continue on that conversation because, you know, recently, you know, I've been listening to comments being made by senior police officers concerning matters, concerning a senior police officer who is alleged to have had conversation with known to be criminals, even though, so-called criminals, even though as a person who is supposed to be protecting and serving and bringing people to, before the courts to face justice, you know, it was very alarming to many Bahamians in the country to hear such things. But we have been hearing it over the years from various different people, you know, explaining the situation concerning the police. And we're not here to attack the police, you know, because one thing we understand is that the police is very, it's very important to our function as a country. You know, they protect us, you know, from one another, because even we could have a peaceful country, there will be citizens who will break the law, who will commit murder, who will commit armed robbery, regardless of how great this country is. But we can bring it down to where it wouldn't really be such a burden and cause so much problem that it's causing us today. So, come with me and find a day. So I wanted to play a little clip concerning a senior officer, Skippins. You know, she is a highly decorated senior officer on the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And she does her best to influence the general public on matters concerning the Royal Bahamas Police Force. She talks about the matters, you know, where this happened. She would be on as a liaison, explaining the circumstances would lead up to the death, how police responds, how the public responds, and she does that wonderfully. I know she's one of the most decorated officers on the force as we speak right now. And she made reference to, I can't play the clip because it's eyewitness news. Carmen said, I can't play it. So I do my best to interpret it the best I read it, and I try to explain it to you guys. And then I just give my input on it. And this is not the talk, Skippins. This is not the talk, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, because at the end of the day, we have to find the solution. We have a problem on the Royal Bahamas Police Force. We cannot deny it. We cannot deny it. We have problems in all different organizations in the Bahamas. But one thing we cannot tolerate is when our first line of defense is being corrupted. You know, and we all are Bahamians here. And I'm not trying to bring down our officer that's being alleged with this voice note, Mr. Johnson. He is a Bahamian. You understand? I ain't saying he make no mistake. I ain't saying he make a mistake. You know, I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm just saying that we as a country, you know, have to understand that we all Bahamians. And why are we doing this, doing what we are doing to one another in this country? We treating one another like we are strangers, like we're from some foreign land, you understand? And like we're enemies, you know? And sometimes even when the citizen giving an input concerning certain matters, we might not have the evidence, we might not have the proof, but we know, we know exactly what we're saying when we express ourselves, talking about the conditions, talking about some rogue police officers on the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and yet still there's nothing being done. I want to also talk about a Deputy Commissioner of Police. I'll get to him in a minute, excuse me. One second. Deputy Commissioner of Police, Delaware, I want to talk about him as well. So here's my thing. Okay. We as a country, that always hear on the news when a young man out there gets shot and killed, we always hear that he is known to police, okay? So when you hear that man known to police, it means that the person is either a bad person or the person always getting locked up. You know, like known to police. So it says something when they say known to police. Now, I can be many different meaning. I can't explain it all. I only given my little interpretation, but many of you can, I can give you all the interpretation. So it means the person is a bad person. The person always locked up. And what they get coming to them is because they was known to police. And some police involved shootings, we hear that the culprit, you know, is known to police. So this is a character given out by the police, okay? So let me get to the point what I'm trying to make. Okay, Mrs. Skippend, I know her personally. I met her a few times many years ago, you know, and she always gives a good input about the Rod Bombers Police Force. She gives a good input on the murder situation that happens in our country on a daily basis when she addresses it. She is the leading liaison officer on the Rod Bombers Police Force and one of the most senior officers on the Rod Bombers Police Force, as well as decorated. So she said on a recent interview, like I said, I can't play the eyewitness on Guardian. I tried to, Kermit tell me I can't. They make complaints about it, but I'm gonna do my best. So she was talking about the morals of the Rod Bombers Police Force, and she's speaking like, she talked about the incident concerning the senior officer. She was saying that, you know, in every organization, you know, there are bad apples, and we as organizations is not exempt. And we will root out, after proper investigation, the bad apples. In other words, that's what she is saying. But she also talks about the morals of the Rod Bombers Police Force. She talked about that it has not stopped them from going out there and doing their duties. That means they're out there making sure that people don't run the light. They're out there making sure people are driving, have proper drivers, have the car licensed, insured, and expected. They're making sure that they get certain complaints being filed against citizens, being properly addressed, and et cetera. They're protecting us late at night. So that's what she's talking about. She's saying that the work of the police never stops, even besides this incident that just recently happened, right? And I would agree with her that, yes, the morals of the Rod Bombers Police Force are high. But to Ms. Skippend, it's not about the moral of the Rod Bombers Police Force that needs to be high. It's the moral of the Bahamian people who put their trust in the Rod Bombers Police Force. You know, their morals are down. These the people you need to be addressing, not the Rod Bombers Police Force, Ms. Skippend. Like I say, I'm not being disrespectful to you, but I'm saying every time I'm listening on the radio, even when allegations are being made, even when many officers of the Rod Bombers Police Force are out there committing crime, we're never hearing no apology. All we're hearing is that when an officer commit a certain felony, all of a sudden, they're no police officers no more. You know, they're former police officers. Okay? Just recently, an officer just got charged for that shooting a few days ago in Nassau Street. Okay? So I'm going to get to that shooting on Nassau Street when I come back. So let me just finish with Ms. Skippend. Yeah, so, you know, she talked about the morals and how, you know, the officers are doing their due diligence. But honestly, Ms. Skippend, I think it's time now that liaison officers, Commissioner of Police, he needs to address the fact that over the course of this year alone, how many officers are being charged with serious offenses and are before the courts right now? How many officers are being dismissed off the force as we speak right now? And that's under the same Deputy Commissioner of Police, Delaval. You know, he is doing a fantastic job as far as having an investigation. He's in charge of the corruption and complaints unit of the Rod Bombers Police Force. And you're seeing these officers being picked up, investigated. That's because of Deputy Commissioner Delaval. And we just need stronger measures like this. But also we need to be informed about why officers are being dismissed and what are the disciplining measures and what precaution measures are the force putting in for rogue cops who they're firing off the force, who they're firing and using their position as a police officer to commit crime, use it as a position of intimidation and corruption. You know, that's what we want to hear. And what we want to hear from the Commissioner of Police is, you know, yes, there's investigation going on with the voice note, right? And with all this technology we get in the Royal Bahamas Police Force, you know, the latest surveillance, you know, when they want to listen in on somebody in the country or listen to a phone call, they can do that with a snap of the finger. What the general public wants to know, is this voice note authentic? That's what we want to know. And what we want to know, if it's not, we owe Mr. Johnson an apology, not us as a country, but the person who put the voice note out there, they owe Mr. Johnson an apology, him and his family. They also owe the Royal Bahamas Police Force an apology. And then us, who was talk show hosts, and all of us who get this information from this voice note that was played for everyone else to hear in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, then if it's not true, and the allegation that we have been talking about against Mr. Johnson, then we owe him an apology, and sincere apology. But we have not heard none from the Commissioner of Police signifying that this was not Mr. Johnson, okay? And we need to know. We need to know, was this Mr. Johnson on this voice note? And if this is Mr. Johnson on this voice note, what is the next step? Okay? And that's what we want to know. The general public wants to know that. We're not after Mr. Johnson, you know. We just feel like, wow, many talks have been going around the country for many years, teens concerning little matters of abuse, of police shooting, and people calling on the shows around the country for many years and give their stories and their account, but we as citizens don't have the power to investigate. We just don't. The only thing we can do is voice our opinion and hope that the powers to be can listen and then do something about it, because we are all Bahamians. You understand? And it was very disturbing hearing the voice note. Okay? And there has to be some truth to it, because we have not got a response. And to me, you know, listening to the parliamentarians in this country and listening to the pastors in the country when they're supposed to be outraged, because they don't understand exactly what is taking place here. Y'all know what's taking place in this country right now with this kind of corruption scandal. Y'all don't know what's taking place here. You think this is sitting well with the Bahamian public? This is not sitting well with the Bahamian public. Because everyone is saying now, we've been saying it all along. We've been telling and saying it, and you see it come to light. This is all the darkness. This is all the stuff we do in the darkness. We do this to our own in this country. The police, our brothers and sisters. The defense forces, our brothers and sisters. Even us who are killing up one another on the streets, our brothers and sisters. And in this country, you know, we are fighting one another hard. PLP fighting the FNM, FNM fighting the PLP, eh? Sox and Wally, Rao, and you know what I mean? That's normal with the Junkanoo and et cetera. But we just fighting and destroying one another in this country. You understand? And why think all this stuff is happening to us? Because we're supposed to be a stronger nation. We're supposed to be bigger than what's happening in our country today. You know, it's a senior officer who's supposed to be in charge of investigating serious matters in the country. And he's in charge. And he is being accused of collaborating with persons who, you know, who, like I say, this is what the newspapers say, former gang leaders. These guys was involved in a robbery, right? You know how that sounds? Asking money from the so-called criminals. So who's the real criminals here? That's the question that needs to be asked. Who's the real criminal? It can't be the guys them who are accused of robbing this armored truck of $1.7 million. And the officers who are supposed to be protecting and serving us, they're the ones who trying to, you know, just practice. You know, and I think this, you know what I think this all adds up to? It adds up to the fact that these officers have been in CID so long and on the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and with all the murders happening, they become immune to it because they try their best to try and solve it. But every day, it's a different scenario, and I feel sometimes these officers feel that when they put these cases before the court and the judiciary system, that's like chose the case out. So all those hard work, all those officers do investigating certain matters. In some cases, you know, they abuse people, so we can't even take this into account. But just say they have a clean case that can be brought before justice in a short period of time. There's some technicality, and the case is dismissed. So I think these officers themselves have come immune. Also, I think they're underpaid. You know, I think they're really underpaid, you know, because just like the nurses, just like the doctors, you know, I think they're underpaid, and I think they're stressed over that. And that's no excuse for the allegation we're hearing, you know, in our country today, you know, and look bad on all of us. And like I said, I have no problem with Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson inherit whatever he is accused of. When the investigation is finished, we should have more details about the matter. But like I say, if this is true about Johnson, Johnson learned it from somebody, and somebody learned it from somebody, and somebody else learned it from somebody. And this has been going on a long time in our country, and we are a corrupt nation. You know, we can take this one call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City on Guardian Radio.
Hey, Billy, I just catch the last thing you're just driving my vehicle over there.
Go ahead.
I heard you talking about Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but from what I see, that case, open and shut case, man. All the evidence was right there. So I don't understand why they still have this man and this would ever leave paying this man a lot of money.
Hmm.
You're up there. And expedite this quickly, judiciously, so they could, the government could look like they try to do something.
Hmm.
Because I feel like all of them involved in this, man.
Yeah, that's how the BMA people.
Some way or form. Hmm. You feel me? Because these lawyers and all these police, all these people that be connected.
Hmm.
Judges, lawyers, police. You understand?
Yeah.
The things that happened, all in the judiciary.
Mm-hmm.
The force, all about to be connected.
Mm.
That's what the man say, right? The chief of police.
Yeah.
You don't just call one man. That have to go through a process. All the different hands have to touch these things for things to disappear, man.
Yeah.
You understand? So from me saying that, that's the case.
Yeah.
Let's go straight to the top, man. And they need to do something. They need to do something. We really don't know these things going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? Now with social media and things like that, all these stuff coming out now, man. Whatever you do in the dark, coming out the light, boy.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Boy, listen to me, boy. You have much respect I had for the police when I was in high school and thing?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I lose all the respect for the police and thing, just being on the road and hearing certain things and thing. I got a couple of police friends, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I know is good people, but.
Yeah.
And I talk to them on a stable level, just like that, and tell them, I said, boy, let's go. Who's a good man, but you ought to do something with these guys on your force.
Mm.
You understand? I say, we got criminals out there, you know. You all ain't supposed to be the criminals, but.
Yep.
If you want to be a criminal, go be a criminal, but.
Yes, sir.
You understand? We can't take that. You're making us look bad as a country. You understand? Like, them going on bail. You're hearing people come out. Oh, this one gets shoot up because he just come. Oh, how they know that? You understand? How they know that? You feel me? Gotta connect the dots, man, and the minister of national security and all. They just stop thinking people dumb, but. So you stop living in your little White House and thing. We right here on this road here and all and seeing all these things,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And y'all ain't listening to us.
Yeah.
Prime Minister, all of them, but.
Mm-hmm.
We feeling these things, man. You understand? They in their big house, million-dollar mansions and things. They can't hear them. They children going off to college and things and all this foolishness. They ain't feeling none of that. They away from all of that. It's our turn, our family and things will get killed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I tired of it, man. I tired of it. All this corruption, all this. Mm-hmm. But listen to me, dog. I know so much takes. All this got to stop, man.
Yeah.
It's got to stop. Anyway, thanks for having my call, man.
Yeah, man, you did a wonderful job. You know, like I said, you know, we are citizens who live in the city community. And Ron Nassau, we have heard the stories. We have been a part of the stories. Now it's time to do the right thing as a country. You know, we have to put things in place. You know, I was talking about Delaville. You know, he's a deputy commissioner of police. You know, and he is in charge of the, again, corruption and complaints unit. See, this goes to Ms. Skippins. You know, this goes to Ms. Skippins. Ms. Skippins, you know, I respect you, and I understand that you can't speak out against your colleagues. You understand? You can't speak out. And, you know, you talked about the morals of the Royal Bahamas Police Force again. See, your words can contradict this. See ya? Former police officer Izar Ben, 41, was arraigned before Chief Magistrate Robert Reckley on charges of causing dangerous harm and possession of a firearm with intent to endanger the life of Tracy Russell. The charges are related to a shooting last Sunday, July 14, outside a nightclub on Nassau Street, which resulted in the death of, I'm going to go to page 7, all right. Let me see what page 7 is. Page 8, all right. Okay. Yeah. A 20-year-old Travis Williams, who was enjoying a night out with friends when an argument started between Williams' group and two other men. A 22-year-old reportedly returned to the establishment with a firearm and opened fire, resulting in the 42-year-old and the 20-year-old Williams sustaining injuries. You know, the victims were taken to the hospital where Williams died of the multiple gunshot wounds. Officers confiscated a firearm containing ammunition believed to be connected to the incident. Also, this officer was put on leave, and he was not supposed to have a firearm. Now, remember I tell y'all and say, police and defense force officers is of friends and participating and whatever, you know, and that's how it is, you know. Because they are friends, they have high school friends, they are friends on the streets, and like I said, they're underpaid. And when they go and they arrest, defense force officers arrest out to sea, and yesterday bust a shipment of drugs, a few guns. I'm not saying all defense force officers. This is proven. We could go back to Lemuel Gibson with Samuel 90 Knowles, I don't forget nothing. And he was brought up on charges of using the Royal Bahamas Defense Force boat to traffic illegal drugs. Okay? And this was in the newspaper, Emil Gibson. And he was a highly decorated Defense Force officer. And he had big house and everything. You know, sorry for calling his name, but that's what the newspaper, I'm only talking what I read in the newspaper. And he was in charge of that particular patrol, and he would go and pick up drugs and he would bring it back. What else he was bringing back? Yeah, and that was what, 20, 30 years ago. So what's the difference now? You don't think that practice is still going on today because there's not a turn of investigation division in the Royal Bahamas Defense Force that goes after corrupt Defense Force officers who go rogue because they're underpaid. You understand? Most people get corrupt. because they're underpaid. You know, them salaries can't really work, you know. So we have to find ways to improve the salaries of the police, defense force officers, and also the citizens. You know, us as citizens, that 250 can't work, 260 can't work for us. We have to find some way, somehow, and I don't know how we're going to do it. Whoever is going to be a very difficult task, to tell you the truth. You know, it's not an easy task. But anyway, this officer who was involved, who was on leave, because must see some matter, he was found with an illegal gun. He shoot up the club as well. He ain't supposed to be carrying no gun. So where he get a gun from? This gun that this officer up is a gun that he confiscated from somebody when he was an officer on his routine patrol somewhere in Nassau, and he find a group of guys, okay, and find one or two guns, and they keep this gun personally for themselves. I can tell you this. I've witnessed this with my own eyes. Okay? And they keep that, you know, and that's their personal gun. That is not even their service revolver, and this proves this. We have had defense force officers locked up with firearm. They are not the gun issue from the Commodore of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. They are guns confiscated out to sea when they're patrolling. And like I said, money is the issue. And then they be tempted. And when they go, then they bust the Haitian nationals, or they bust American couples out there with illegal firearms and drugs. Some of them get together and say, what? We ain't turning in all of this. Huh? Not knowingly they want to make some money, but at the same time they're destroying the country, because when they go against what they swore to protect and serve, and they break that for richness, and they go and they confiscate this gun, they confiscate these drugs, and they take these, you know, and they go look for their friend. They go look for someone in Mason Dixon, Pinewood Garden, or wherever else they acquainted with, or they know somebody who on the streets who sell little drugs and stuff like that, who's peddled, and, you know, got a good little shop. You know, they go and they take it there. And then the guys, them gotta, you know, pay them. You know, and that's how things run in the country. Now, you won't hear no other show. I'm just giving you a rundown. You understand? That's how things work in the country. You know? Because this gun, with this officer, again, they said that he was on suspension, on leave, okay? So he ain't supposed to have a gun. And if he ain't the police issue gun that the commissioner of police issues, then the gun couldn't come from him. Why is he was the police out on patrol? Like I said, he searched, find the gun, and he keep it for himself. Mm-hmm. So, Ms. Skippins, I want to address these matters. Then a few years ago, let me just give you some other rundown about officers. We had a defense force officer, and Anton was involved with some type of forgery where him and his friend went inside Bank of the Bahamas on Day Street, Shirley Street. You know, he was a current defense force officer, and he had a friend, and they went inside the bank with an illegal firearm. They already changed one check, I think a couple of $12,000, this was on the nose, and then they went a second time. On the second time, the bank them, you know, decided to do a background check and call in the police. And when they call in the police, you know, they searched the two guys. You know, they had a couple of $12,000 from the first incident. And they found an illegal firearm on the defense force officer. Where did he get this gun from? You know? Then we going back a few years ago, there was this robbery went down with Michael Road. It was about 3-4 years ago. And a police officer, according to what they were saying, was a police officer. He opened fire on the police officer. He was shot. And he was captured. Yeah, he had nothing from that from then, you know? So there are many officers right now who are on the force or have been discharged from the force lately. are worse than the criminals. You understand what I'm saying to you? So, Ms. Skippins, I understand, Harry, you could talk with the morals. But, Ms. Skippins, I think that you're a decent police officer. I only could say this from my perspective. I personally learned you and seen what you do. I don't know what you do personally. I don't know what the general public is going to say. Oh, they were listening, you know, because they made up their personal, their personal feelings towards certain officers. And my input is only saying this to you, that you could be a good officer. Right? That don't mean all officers are good officers. And if you're saying that the morals of the Royal Bahamas Police Force are high, they can't be high. Can't be high with all these police-involved incidents and officers who are supposed to be protecting and serving the general public. Can't with all this corruption. And what they're involved with. And I think that this needs to be addressed because it seems like you guys would be trying to insult us as behemoths. The moral of the police force is high. How could it be high? So what the moral of the behemoth people supposed to feel like when we put our trust in the Royal Bahamas Police Force and we're hearing where our chief investigator in homicide, you know? Even this assumption or allegation or just talks alone is devastating because it sends a chill down your spine because like with everything, what a lot of people have been saying over the years, seems like it was true. Now I'm not saying like, I'm just saying it's just crazy and unbelievable. Just crazy and unbelievable. Whew. It's just crazy, you know. I only could talk and just try to be as real as I can. It's crazy. Caller, you there? Good night. You there, caller?
Hello?
Yes, good night.
Yeah, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
Good. Good afternoon to the nation. Just turning into the conversation. You're talking about this matter relating to the chief superintendent, or I can't remember what his position is, but in any event, the officer in charge of CID, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I wanted to make a few observations and maybe one or two comments.
Go ahead, no problem, go ahead, sir.
Okay. I know that they have some bad apples on the police force. No question about it, right? I believe also that the police force isn't any different in terms of having human beings running the organization. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be any different than any other entity, government entity, private entity, corporation, conglomerate, you know, top 500, top 50, globally, on the planet, whatever the case may be, because as long as human beings are at the helm, there's room and there's also leave for some faults to take place, right?
Yes, sir.
And so my perspective, Scrooge, comes from the fact that going back to the Garden of Eden, we know that we are not faultless.
Yes.
We are with plenty faults, right? And we will always certainly be subject to falling short. No question about that.
Yes.
Until God comes back home. And so my thinking is from that perspective. I don't expect any human being to be perfect.
Yes, sir.
Scrooge.
I agree.
That's impossible.
Agree.
Pardon me?
I agree with you. That's why I'm saying, you know. Yeah, go
right.
Ahead.
That's impossible. Although there's a standard that has to be held.
Yes.
In organizations, especially where they have a responsibility to preserve the integrity of the community and the country.
Yes.
And the safety of the community and the country. Right?
Yes.
You expect that the standard would be higher, although ultimately we know that it's still men of flesh and blood who are heading these organizations. And so when we find ourselves in a situation where we discover the faults that exist, to my mind, it's just a matter of what are you going to do to address it? How are you going to clean it up?
Yes.
And how are you going to seek to move forward and close the gap where it's not as easy to falter in that regard or likewise again,
mm-hmm.
right? That's to my mind what's more important and what's mm-hmm. most important, right? You know, we have crime that's impacting our country, as you very well know, Scrooge.
Yes, yes.
However, we all know that the majority of citizens in the country are law-abiding citizens,
yes.
right? And so we can't paint the entire country with the brush of the one or two who are falling by the wayside for whatever reasoning they're falling by the wayside. I believe that the same should apply with the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I believe personally that from what I have observed, from where the police force was under the previous Minister of National Security, because I don't think it was the previous commissioner, to be quite frank. Pardon me?
Go ahead, sir.
Right. I don't believe it was the previous commissioner, because I have observed that the previous commissioner, in many instances, although his position is constitutionally enshrined and protected, he was not permitted to execute his duties as the Constitution calls for.
Yeah, he said that.
He was always overshadowed, in my view, even in commissioner-led press conferences.
Yes.
He was always overshadowed, right? And a lot of things took place that should not have taken place, and they were not addressed as would be expected to be addressed by the commissioner. Because, again, I think his role was being superimposed by persons above him in rank and file in terms of ministry, minister-level authority, right?
Yes, sir.
I believe that under this current commissioner, under this current minister, I don't see the interfering in the police force. I don't see the overshadowing in the police force the way it was.
Mm.
And I see very clearly, Scrooge,
that
this commissioner, he has led a full-on attack on anything relating to misbehavior, bringing into question the integrity of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, corruption, or however you want to call it, whatever situation.
Mm-hmm.
This commissioner of police, Mr. Clayton Fernando,
mm-hmm.
I see that he hasn't, he has demonstrated that he isn't, you know, to put it in Bahamian vernacular, he ain't playing them kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
He quick to cut you short mm-hmm. at the knees and put you off the force. That's the poison that he has demonstrated himself to me to be since he took over the rank and file as commissioner of police.
Mm-hmm.
And I say all of that to say this. To come down to this point. At the same time, Scrooge, when one is charged with a crime and the current chief of CID has not been charged with any crime. But I'm going as far as to make this point, just to use the example. Even when one is charged with a crime, Scrooge, one expects, even though it doesn't happen in most instances, because once it gets into the public fray, the public opinion kicks in, and
yep.
you know that's another set of considerations,
yes.
although it doesn't meet the standard
yes.
in any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
I like to apply the same thinking to the current chief of CID. He hasn't been charged with anything as yet. What do you say, Scrooge?
Yes, sir.
He hasn't been charged with any crime. The investigation is still ongoing.
Yes, sir.
None of us with certainty can say he is guilty of any particular crime, because we don't know the whole story. We don't even know. I mean, claims could be made, but
yeah.
we don't even know if it was him on the recording. I'm just drawing the
yeah.
realities. This is not me carrying no water
mm-hmm.
for the chief of CID, because I don't even know him, Scrooge.
Yes,
I'm the kind of behemoth who thinks objectively and independently. And I'm not influenced by what the masses are persuaded by. Okay? I believe in looking at the story in its entirety. And that's how I choose to look at
even this current situation. Now, if the evidence falls down and demonstrates that the chief of the CID is guilty of anything, I'm confident in my heart, Scrooge, beyond a shadow of doubt, that this current commissioner of police will let the chips fall where they may.
Okay.
But at the same time, Scrooge, if the evidence speaks to the facts and demonstrates that the current chief of CID is not at fault and has not committed any crime, I'd also like to see the commissioner of police take that firm stand behind him. Because based on all of the public hoorah and hooray and all the hoops that are being drawn just on the surface of speculation in the public domain, it's almost as though the public is building a bad case against this man, that even if he sits in the position as an innocent man, there'll be this cloud hanging over him. And I don't think that's right, because even persons in the criminal realm, as I said earlier, Scrooge, when you are faced with going to court, the law says you're innocent until you are proven guilty.
Yeah, so
I believe that we should all be prepared to give that same consideration, regardless of how tempting the story may be, against the current chief of the CID. Because if we were in that position, we would be praying and hoping that the same would remain true for us, or praying and hoping that we could afford the kind of legal representation that can at least get us that level of justice before the court of law, which he is not before.
They're still
in the preliminary stages of doing their investigation.
I'm certain
they're going to get to the bottom of it.
I just
wanted to call in and interject those points, Scrooge, because, you know, this is a very hot topic, and it's a matter that rises to the highest levels of integrity in the country, with the agency that is responsible for maintaining credibility in policing of crime in the country, who, even if they find one or two rotten apples, the agency at large is still an agency that we can trust, depend on, and rely on when we find ourselves either faced with crime or when we want to report something that we that is happening that will create an erosion within our communities or within our own.
Thank you
for the opportunity,
brother,
to speak freely and openly and honestly. God bless. I'll continue to listen as you continue to express.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Boy, Anton gives a mouthful there, but we have a lot of comments. I want to read some of the comments first. Scrooge, is that you singing the theme song at the beginning? No, that is Maestro. That's Boy Maestro. He wrote the song, and he told me I could play it for Being a Grandstand Maestro. He is a musician for the Being a Grandstand area. He is the one who wrote the song. He's a music genius, and he has some very good songs. They said, you need to check that gun, where the police got locked up with, and make sure no other murders were committed with it. This person saying, he's talking about Mr. Johnson. He's saying, yes, the allegation was made against you. He said, if someone accuses me of a crime, should I be the first to shout out it's a lie and not wait for no authority to speak on it for me, my dignity and namesake? Come on, my people. So what they're saying is right. They're referring to what Anton was saying a little earlier, but they're replying to what Anton is saying. They're saying that if Johnson was an innocent man and he is not that person on that voice note, he would have come out and upright say it wasn't him. You understand? And yes, we all are innocent until proven guilty. But I'd say this to Anton. Anton, you know, you were making some good points, but you also need to make this point. Think about this point. How many people have been saying over the years of the corruption of the Royal Bahamas Police Force? And I don't think this is about Johnson. Johnson is just the spotlight because he holds a high position. And many people have been saying for years these things were happening in the country. So Johnson is just an eye-opener for us to have our opinion, our citizen, because we all know and have family members and living in these inner city communities, and we see some of the mistakes the police are being made. But we never had nobody to go and investigate the police and bring them before the courts. We just been speculation, like you were saying. But honestly speaking, this person is right. If someone accuses me of a crime, Shouldn't I be the first to say it out loud? It's a lie, and not wait for no authority to speak. So even if the voice note is out there, okay? Even if the voice note is out there, and it was put out there, you know, you should have heard a response from him. So it has to be some truth to it. And then, again, you know, you're saying about the bigger issue. You know, this is a big thing. Yes, it's a big thing because people put their lives, you know, and this could be hearsay, but a senior officer in that position, anyone supposed to put himself in a position, not saying that it's true, but it has to be some truth because we have not heard nothing. We have all the technology from the Royal Bombers Police Force. And yes, if we are wrong on our assumption, but it's not us as the public, you know. This was put out there by families of persons who sons were killed. This come off their phone, not our phone. And they said, give it to their family members, that if anything happened to them, means if they got injured or died, put it out there. And they did that. Now, I'm not saying it's true, but this is serious. We're going to take this next call. Go ahead, call out. You're on Inside the Inner City on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Yeah, bless up, Scoozy. Inside the Inner City where there's no pity.
Go ahead,
things are assy.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, you know, I heard Anton, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, Anton lives in an ivory tower, right?
Where do you live?
In an ivory tower, okay. Right?
Explain what you mean by ivory tower. He ain't living in the Bahamas.
He doesn't come down to earth, and he doesn't really realize, you know, street. A lot of people that hear me on the airwaves, and when they see me with the dreadlocks on my hair, they'd be saying, no, they didn't know this media. They really think that guy's some person who's tried to be like, I educated and like this and that. You know, I sit down there, poison my scoozy. And so I'm not that type of person. I'm kind of streety. You know, I mean, I can't come on the radio and talk about how streety I am, right? But, you know, ain't much people I don't know. And, you know what I mean? Even the youth, them, listen to me, I grew up a lot of youths, them, right? I could paint a perfect picture of what's going on in the city.
Yes,
so
sir.
A few bad apples, I was mad with that. Okay? I really was vexed with that because me and you know...
It's more than a few bad apples. It's more than a few bad apples. I just want to say that. It's more than a few bad apples. You know, Antoine said a few bad apples.
I'll even hate to say, and so even as I relate that the officer, they implicated in the voice note, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my barbershop bedroom. I know him personally. You know my old man, et cetera, right? I love the guy. Trust me. What I'm saying is, if it's him on the voice note, you don't think... I know his voice note. The people who know him know that's his voice. That's a voice note.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, it is the fact, like how you brought up the fact that two people are dead, right? Who are mentioned in the voice note, who one is a part of the voice note. There are two people that end up dead subsequently, right? We look at the whole chronology. I look at even the thing, see, with the social media and information mm-hmm. being spewed, street people are able to piece together.
What they're implicating. You know what they're implicating, right? You know, let me cut you off. You know what they're implicating? Let me show you what they're implicating, Antoine. This is just speculation. They said Johnson, based on that, have something to do with this one here and this one here. That's what they're trying to say to us as a public when the news come on, they start to put the pieces together. They ain't pointing no fingers, but they're telling you, they're letting you speculate.
But what I'm saying is, in life, you go on the evidence with them. Just say, supposedly, allegedly, it's him. It's just
right.
A conversation.
That's what they're saying.
But then we watch the movies, so some people don't worry about the headlines.
That's right, that's
the
right.
Lines. We don't read minds, we read between the lines.
That's why it's so serious.
Even as it relates to the complaints unit, I don't think no one is doing a good job at the complaints unit.
No one.
Because I have to go with what I experienced.
No one.
And so I said on the radio a couple of times, a police officer threatened me in my home in the front mm-hmm. of my fiance and my children. Nobody called to wish me mm-hmm. nothing. Nobody called, no lawyer. Nobody called to help me. But what I'm saying is, Scoozy, I shouldn't have to prove that he said that. That's what was sickening for me when I went to the complaint unit's section. And my fiance, she's scared to come and say that. So what am I? So what I'm saying is once they're in my house, they were supposed to be recording everything.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? In order to safeguard me, I don't know how serious people see this as. Once they enter your home, there was my nephew, my nephew was in a fight with someone. This is only a high school matter, but they came saying they have searched. Wait. What I'm saying is if you're searching a home, you need to have your cameras on. Things went missing, this and that. But the burden is on you. I heard Anton talking. What they're saying is he kind of mentioned the mechanisms or not allowing it to happen again, which I agree with. But we need to take the safety mechanisms or any type of legal mechanism in place to curtail corruption and not even so much corruption, abuse of citizens doing search warrants and also the abuse of the search warrant system in which you cannot get a justice of the peace to do these things. And so when we look at all of these, because of the power of social media, we look at the shooting with the guy who says he's in custody with the FBI and he's circulating this thing on WhatsApp. And then you look at the things he's saying, and then you always wonder with the Doobie shooting with Blatch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with the implication of Mr. Cole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we look at the shooting in the front of the place there by St. Barnabas the other night. I was mm-hmm. trying to find out why all the shooting, like, I feel as if someone was targeting that officer, the officer that was shot on the corner there. But I mean, if someone breaking in the car, I was wondering why would he shoot a police? So all these different things, I think it's the internal, because I heard that even when this incident, before this voice note circulated, somebody had sent something around saying ambulance was on their way by CID and they had a big fight. Don't forget, we have family members who work in the police force, CID. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I heard there was a big fight up there, an ambulance was up there anyway. And then you saw the subsequent thing on TikTok about the meeting and what was being discussed and who wanted to say this. There's at least somebody saying this and saying they wouldn't do this and they wouldn't do that. But this is all a serious situation here, and the citizens are not in an uproar. And so what we have then is a psychological photo operation going on with police, PR, PSYOPs officers mitigating something that's very serious.
Mm.
You understand? It's the same thing. Like, it's no different from science
mm-hmm.
and scientists fighting against one another, and some standing with humanity and some are not, and some making non-pundits who making sensible contributions mm-hmm. and making reference to things that people could go and see for themselves. But most people I don't care how educated they are, from what I'm seeing, don't have the ability to use common sense where their knowledge stops. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So sometimes when your knowledge stops about a particular discipline, you have to use common sense to arrive at something that makes sense or to arrive at the truth.
Yes, sir. You see what I'm saying?
And we need to arrive at something that makes sense. We need to put mechanisms in place to safeguard people and to curtail this type of behavior.
Yes.
I'm not so much so worried about this case in Mr. Johnson, Squishy, because you and I would have seen a number of things over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
You, when you went back to the Gibson guy, I lied, but I started laughing. I said, Squishy's outlaw. Squishy could remember. Because I older than you, so I could remember. Of course, I could remember that, right? But the joke is, Squishy, my brother was an outlaw on the defense force that caused them to implement these type of measures. Mm-hmm. You understand me? Him and all the T right there. You see mm-hmm. that name?
You remember Gibson, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying is, you listen to me now, my brother and Marco Farrer and all them were some of the outlaws who caused them to implement these type of measures.
Yes.
Remember when the long time when they busted the load, it was a certain hundreds amount of kilos, and then when they reached downtown, it was a different number, right?
Yes, sir.
So these things in the newspaper, so what I was trying to show these people, them who live in ivory towers and worshiping the powers that shouldn't be, right?
Who are the real criminals?
We could use the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. And show you the corruption.
So, yeah, and so we could go back with Elvis and Bryce them, with the silencer coming to the airport or the mm-hmm. airport. We could go back with the fire, the SIB. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So young people are very young. It's like China suppressing the truth by just allowing people not to express themselves. So we are up against a rock and a hard place. And if the public don't have one another back, then we will continue to be treated in this way.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you know, the lady too, the guy in the States, he calling the lady name too, the spokesman who's supposed to be just up in there. But I'll show you how they go. I have a niece who's an assistant superintendent, one of them she is. And so I was in the food store the other day and I saw a senior female officer. And I was ever talking with my niece and talking with someone. And I decided that was just a little brief conversation about corruption in the force. And you know what this female lady did to me? She tried to shun me away because I ran dreadlocks. They just come on, like they hold it in town. A uniform has a way of really doing something to the human brains. I don't know what it is. I'm not even trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because they tried to get me to join a long time ago, right, Squishy?
Yeah.
Think of them and I'll do them, right?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I'm my old man, but what I'm saying is, Squishy, I was not impressed with the way she... It's just sickening for me how they think. And you have females who have children who are the bearers of life, not concerned about what has happened to other people's children. And so I would hoping that someone in the newspaper realm could go back in a chronology and just bring up all of the deaths of black people in the police custody, all the dubious shooting. And so if they really was dedicated to transparency and accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to me, Scrooge. I said this last week. Why hasn't the brilliant minds initiated a cold case unit? Hey, brother.
Huh?
Why haven't they initiated a cold case unit, a files unit, unsolved cases?
I can't give you an answer.
We know why. You think I shouldn't have to say it, Squishy. They're not interested.
Why you want me to say it?
I said they're not interested. In,
okay.
It's simple. You don't have to say it. They're not interested.
I only pull your leg, man.
No, but I'm saying, hey, Squishy, they're not interested because if an entity is, all right, I can be 16 August if I live to the king, right? And so the police force is much older than me. So if they are, let's say, 100 years old and they haven't implemented a cold case file unit, what does that mean? And the country that they emulate in England have these units.
Yeah.
So we are doing it.
Yes,
that's
sir.
All I'm saying is. And so we must face life for what it is.
Thank you,
There's
man.
No way we could win.
Thank you, man.
Bless up.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Yes. You know, like a lot of people are commenting, you know, on Anton, you know, saying he's sugarcoated, you know. But the system is real, you know. We can't run from that, you know. It's there. These things have been happening over the years and over the years and over the years and over the years and over the years. And there needs to be a balance put in place. Yeah. We can talk about innocent and this and that, but it doesn't look good for us, especially the voice note and hearing it. And then you're hearing the other part out onto it. We're going to take these calls real quick. Go ahead, caller. You have a few minutes, please. Make it quick, please. Go ahead. You're on Inside In the City on Guardian Radio. Good night. You there, caller? I think
hey,
they're there.
Good.
Go ahead, go ahead, good night.
I just need one more minute, please.
Who's this, Anton?
Yeah, that's Anton.
Make it real quick.
All right, thank you. I'm 52. I hear you, but I live in the White Tower, bro. Not at all. As a matter of fact, Scrooge.
Hey.
I expected that you would have corrected him when he said that I live in the White Tower.
No, I can't. I don't know where you live, honestly speaking. I don't know where you live.
Yeah, but you understand where I come from.
Huh?
You understand where I come from?
Yeah, I understand where you come from. They're saying that, you know, when you're talking, you know, you're talking, but, you know, you're not talking really about what the fact and the people with the police brutality and assaults going on.
No, right. So, you know, I listen to 52 and, you know, that's a different reality from what I was talking about. What I was talking about doesn't set aside in any way injustices that Bahamian citizens, especially Bahamian citizens who are unable to afford the Muriel Dusiels or the Philip Brave Davises of our country,
okay.
or the Wayne Monroes of our country,
okay.
or the Alfred Sayers of our country, may be able to protect them against the system, right?
Yes, sir.
Because I mean, naturally, there are many injustices that take place.
Many, Antoine.
And what I was speaking to doesn't or wasn't in any way speaking to those injustices. Mm. What I want to do, though, is show you how, along with 52, when such injustices prolong and live on for so long, over and repeatedly, and are not settled, and are not addressed, and we don't have the ecosystem in place to give citizens in the country a means by which they feel they are getting a fair shake at attacking the injustice by having, for instance, with the complaints unit, an independent arm of the complaints unit who can make the Bahamian people or any person residing in the country feel more comfortable and confident that their matters are being taken more seriously. Then you have, and coupled with when you have a situation like what exists right now.
With retaliation killing? You mean with the retaliation killing going on now because the injustice?
No. Coupled with a situation where you have a situation like where chief of the CID is caught up in a whirlwind of allegations and all these kinds of stuff.
It doesn't look good.
Voice notes with criminal minds and persons who have perhaps committed offenses and have been convicted of those offenses. When you have those two situations coming out ahead, then you almost have a perfect storm where, regardless of whether the person is innocent or not, because there are so many injustices that exist, people have a tendency to
speculate,
infuse, and sometimes confuse the two, right?
Mm-hmm.
But 52, I realize and I acknowledge and I agree that many injustices exist. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'll take it back. That's 30 seconds.
I guess
I'm screwed.
You can make it real
quick.
I'll
take it back to what happened with Kenwood Dorsett, what happened with Dion Smith, what happened with Shane Gibson, and also what happened with Frank Smith. If we as a PLP government have...
That's the producer. It's not me, the producer. That's the producer. Sorry for that. We're going to take the next call. Anton and Amy, it's the producer. We're going to take this last call. Go ahead, caller. It's making good sense, you know. But, yeah, a lot of people really, really are upset with the police. And when you come in, like, you know, you try to, you explain, you know, your point. But, you know, like, a lot of people ain't hearing that right now. You know, we had another no for Nanda, and he's doing a great job. You know, he still is not
hitting a point where his officers are wrong. You know, officers are getting charged for serious offenses. And yes, the commissioner of police is firing them. But ain't none of them going to jail. You know, firing them and going to jail and being prosecuted is a whole complete different picture. Firing them. That's what happened. They're just getting fired. You know, and it isn't right, you know. There needs to be a balance put in place. Yes, the commissioner, you know, he has his thumb up, but he still is defending the police force. Skippins is still doing the same thing as well. And she's saying the morals of the Royal Bahamas Police. It has nothing to do with the morals of the Royal Bahamas Police. What it has to do with the morals of the Bahamian people, us. It has to do with us, not the Royal Bahamas Police Force, because the Royal Bahamas Police Force is an organization of our Bahamian people. But we're talking about us, you know? Huh? The morals are not high with us on the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And I'm not against the police. You understand? I have many police friends. I have uncles who was former police. I have cousins who are on the force right now, enormous cousins and stuff like that, you know? But the fact remains we have a serious corruption problem in our country on the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and we have to address it. Okay, you have to put people in place, the SIB, you know, what Delaware's in charge of, you know. We need an independent body. They're talking about bringing it into Poland, the U.S. and stuff like that to come investigate. The Bahamas police is asking foreign nationals to come in here and do what? Do what? If we have a voice now that deprives the Bahamian people of their security when we have our line of defense, government official who is accused and has one of the highest positions when it comes to persecuting and putting people to the courts so the court could execute their duties, you know, has failed the people miserably. And all we're going to hear from the commissioner of police is that, you know, investigation is going on. No. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear if the voice note is true or not. What is the next step with Mr. Johnson? What are going to be the precautionary measures we're going to put in place to make sure that we have internal affairs officers, you know, probably come from Britain, okay? Who are employed by the Royal Bahamas Police Force, come from Britain. I think the white man should come down here. And their job is to just come and investigate corrupt officials. Even the politicians, even the pastors in the church need to come down here and investigate them and all. Because the pastors can't even get away from this and all. Not all pastors, all right? So we need some of them from Scotland Yard to come down here and be assigned here. Give a position as internal investigator at the SIB. And their job is to go look at all the complaints of the citizens in the country. Once they are true complaints made against officers, you know, because we have a lot of people who lie on officers, but we have a lot of complaints made against officers, so we need an independent body to come down from England or Scotland, and their job is to investigate complaints made against officers in the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and then they could set it up where they go before the tribunal, and then tribunal decides whether to go to the court. And that's what we need in this country. But say we are fading the Royal Bahamas Police Force. No. We do not. Because at the end of the day, this allegation, we ain't not seeing none of the officers coming on the nose and saying, you know what, this is a very saddening thing that has happened on our Royal Bahamas Police Force. In the last year or so, we've had 10 officers charged with serious offenses in the country. Y'all are making it seem like these officers are so perfect. We have officers who are committing serious crimes with firearms and we're not even displaying them. We need the commissioner to come on national TV and say, this year alone, we discharged 6 officers because of this and that. And we're going to send a message to other officers on the Royal Bahamas Police Force that if we find out that you're involved in illegal activities, you yourself will be discharged from the Royal Bahamas Police Force, effective immediately. Or the Defense Force. But you need investigation. Private investigation team to investigate officers and to take their guns from them while they're on duty if they're involved in corruption. Other than that, we're wasting our time. You know? We're wasting our time. So, yeah, bring some Scotland Yard in. You know? All these complaints that have been piling up over the years. you know, with certain police officers. And, you know, we have to get the Royal Bahamas Police Force to a credible organization again. And politics have caused this. You see? Anytime the PLB comes in, they appoint their commissioner or assistant commissioner. When the FNM come in, they get rid of that one and they bring their people in. You're destroying the morals of the force because you're not allowing people to grow in the force. And those positions like inspectors and stuff like that, you know, they're supposed to be highly respected positions. You won't see now people don't even respect inspectors because there are so much inspectors on the Royal Bahamas Police Force. You know? If you look in the police bus now when it comes and they pull you over, you get about 6 or 7 cocky in there. And one is the senior officer. That means the rest of them 6 cocky officers there, they can't help you. They tell you, say, I can't help you, right? You have to go to my boss. So what's the sense of 6 or 7 inspectors in a police bus when one is a superior? That don't make no sense. These officers could be spread up throughout the country in small units, you know. You just kill the force with these political appointees. You know, it's like people don't deserve this position no more that they get in. And people who are supposed to deserve it, like good officers who know how to do their job diligently, but they're not a part of a political body, they deny promotion. Then those who are with the PLB or the FNM, they're promoted over these guys. So the moral, you're talking about the moral. I talk to officers. These are the kind of things that are going on the Royal Bahamas Police Force right now, because I talk to officers who I frequently know. And they talk about these things, how they are denied promotion because they're not a part of the party. If they're outspoken, they're denied an opportunity to get promotion because they are not affiliated. And that's what it is. And most of the officers you see speaking on TV, they are political appointees by a political party. So they're speaking not just for the force, but they're also speaking for their party. And they're not speaking from a national view as a behemoth. You know? And that's what it is, you know? They've destroyed the force. That PLP and FNM appointee every 5 years. We had it with Marvin Dames. We had it with Ellison Greenstead, who was my cousin. No, Ellison Greenstead is my cousin. The Greenstead is my cousin. Personally, you know, that's my cousin. Okay? And like I said, and when he was on the force, he was doing the best that he can. How many officers he fired? When he was commissioner and he started to fire all those officers, the other officers started to get mad at him. Some of them was getting ready to try assassinate the commissioner. Y'all don't know that day. When Ellison Greenslade was on the force and he started to fire corrupt officers. You see, what if you was listening to the talks on the force, many of them was disgruntled at him. Now, I'm not saying he was the perfect commissioner, but he was doing some things, you know, uncharacteristics, you know, of a commissioner. You know, he started to run out of his own colleagues and see the corruption in them. Look how much officers he fired on this watch. But look at the next office, next commissioner, you know? See, it's like this. Like I say, highly respect Skippins. When Skippins speak, she's going to speak for her colleagues, whether they're right or wrong. Because even when she said that, you know, there's one bad one there, you know, and, you know, that's not affecting the moral of the force. It should affect the moral of the force. It should. And the moral of the force is not even important. Hey, it's the moral of the people that is more important because the force protects the people. And the people who are supposed to be protecting the people are the ones who are being accused of conspiring to lose the people's trust. Last one, need to get 4 more minutes. So let me end with this. Then this is why I say we are not getting nowhere. We have the Minister of National Security, the Honorable Vian Monroe. When he was in opposition, and he spoke on the matter of police investigating police. And I listened to him a few years ago, and he he himself, and we even been Monroe, some family, again, all this Jadad and all these places and stuff like that. All this is family, yeah, and all this stuff. I have a big, extensive family. I'm a Brown and Brennan, so my family's big. So anyway, when he was the opposition and looking to become the government of the Bahamas, he used the platform of these incidents concerning officers of corruption. And he said it in his own mouth that he feel that the police cannot investigate themselves. You know, he feel that they are of eternity and that they protect one another. That's what he said when he's in opposition. Now, he's in government. And in the newspaper, this like 5 years later or 10 years later, he said he always had faith in the police force. So let me just read it quick. Minister of National Security, Vin Monroe, rebuffed assertions that he shifted his tone on the ability of police to investigate themselves when he became a cabinet minister. The Nassau Guardian noted yesterday that in 2020, before he was elected to office, Mr. Monroe said it was time the country moved forward having independent investigation of police involved shooting. And see, this is why we ain't getting nowhere. See, Skippins, as a police officer, a great police officer, she would speak for her colleagues because she can't speak out, even though she might want to. She knows she would upset other officers and it wouldn't look good on her. So she have to go with protocol. Like Travis Robinson speaking against Minutes and he got fired from cabinet. It's the same thing, you know? But what's more important? The truth, you know? But anyway, let me read it quick. So yeah, he shifted his tone. Okay, all right. Nassau Guardian said that said yesterday that in 2020, before he was elected to office, Mr. Monroe said it was time to the country move towards having independent investigation of police involved shooting. It cannot be proper that the body who is investigating the homicide decide whether it is justifiable or not. He said after police killed 3 men in June 2020. Page 4. Let me see what it is. Page 6. Page 4. Let me see if I can find that. After the explosive... Where are you going, man? Okay. Right, let me see what he said. Okay. After the explosive implications of voice notes proprietary to capture a grand pro arranged involving a senior police officer and a gang leader, Mr. Monroe expressed full support for the police ability to investigate the matter despite the public's awareness of this. The security and intelligence branch of the intelligence branch is investigating the matter, and the police corruptions inspectorate will oversee the branch, according to Police Commissioner Clayton Fernando. Mr. Monroe suggested his tone is different because he can now implement the change. I have addressed it for 6 years when I was president of the bar, and when I came in the chair, I have the benefit of not talking about it, but doing something about it, and that is the difference of talk. Well, Minister, if that's the difference of talk, why are you just remembering to do it now? You had 6 years to talk about it. You're in your third or fourth year, and you have had numerous officers over the last 3 years fired off the Royal Bahamas Police Force, right? 3 minutes. And you had numerous complaints made against many different officers. Not only that, you had cases involving unjustifiable murders that happened in the country concerning police involved shooting in the country. Now, all of a sudden, now you're saying you have faith, Mr. Minister of National Security. You guys have two modes. You understand? two modes. We all understand when you're opposition, you have to talk to the BMN people and sweet them up and let the momentum come your way. Then when you get in government, you know, some of the things you say you ought to do, you're not going to do because you would be going against the mandate of the government. You understand? It's like, you know? And you lose track. And that's why we keep on going back and forth, because people like yourself, Mr. Minister, don't live up to your word. Now you get the power, now you say you're going to do it, now you're going to do it 3 years later. You're supposed to be addressing these matters as soon as you come into power. This is supposed to be your first year and your second year and your third year as your plan to introduce the SIB and the Inspectorate of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. But we want quick resolve. And at the end of the day, before next week, the Bahamian public needs an answer on this simple question, Commissioner of Police and Minister of National Security. One question to be, three questions, at least two. Is the voice note from Mr. Johnson? Secondly, if it is from Mr. Johnson, what is the next step of the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the government? Three, how are we going to fix this problem of corruption in the different departments, whether it's immigration, whether it's the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, whether it's customs? How are we going to slow down corruption? Now, we can't stop it, but how are we going to put measures in place for those who have the power and so that they don't go overboard with their power, to keep them in check, to know that if they make some mistakes, that they can be penalized and fired and put before the court, and their assets can be taken if it's found with corruption? That's the question we want to be asked. Again, one, is the voice note from Mr. Johnson. Two, again, what next step we're going to take and preventative measures we're going to take to make sure that this is addressed, that it does not get swept under the rug, and that we put preventative measures in place to make sure that we as Bahamians have some type of integrity and some type of guideline that make this country one of the best small little country in the world. And again, I'm not against the police. I've lived a criminal life for 13 years, 14, 15 years. I've changed my life to become a model citizen. And I'm seeing the mistakes that we're making in our police force. And if we don't address it, we ain't gonna have no trust in it. And no, despite what the Minister of National Security says, what the Commissioner of Police says, hey, the morals of the Bahamian people are going to be resentful towards the Royal Bahamas Police Force because of these past actions of Defense Force officers and Royal Bahamas Police Force officers who themselves are committing serious crimes in the country. Not all of them. There are many decent police officers out there who are doing their job diligently. But to say that there's just a few bad apples, there's not. So I hope you enjoy the show on Guardian Radio. I'll see you next week on Inside Inner City on Guardian Radio 96.9. Valentino Brand, a.k.a. Scooty or Scrooge, signing out. Enjoy your night, and I hope I did a good job.
Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Dayton, I say up and running. Caliban say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them come in. Today see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only pass through for a season. Godless, I go weed them. Then the ghetto people, I from
Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Dayton, bro.